right along. Good morning, y'all. Another beautiful but dry Arizona Saturday morning.
Be a dusty ride today.
Be a dusty ride today. Still be worth getting out, though.
It's always worth it. Mud, rain, dry, dusty, doesn't matter.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Here it comes.
Just listen to the wind.
What a great way to start your Saturday morning. Just put the radio on auto start at 7 a.m. We'll wake you up every Saturday morning, soft and easy. This is where we hope you Arizona homeowners come to melt away your fears and anxieties that may have been building up all week long. Here at Rosie on the House, Saturday mornings in Arizona, it is your happy place. And that's what we strive to accomplish every single Saturday morning. And today's show, we have packed 10 hours of information into a four-hour broadcast. You're not going to want to miss a single minute.
And none of it will drive your blood pressure.
Mm-mm. Not one drop. Not one point. At 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be bringing in our friends from ABC Glass and talking about new trends and things you can do with glass and mirrors in and about and around your house, Mr. Dennis Rusk. So that'd be a great show. 9 o'clock, we're going to have open lines where you can call in and talk about anything you want. We've got a couple of interviews we're going to run during that session revolving around a project that Romy's steering up for us. So that's going to be great. 8 o'clock hour, we've got Mr. Peterson coming in.
Urban orchards.
All right. The 7 o'clock hour, we always go completely off the charts and invite anybody in that we want to talk to. And occasionally, we have to invite someone that I'm highly jealous of. And it's like, you know, some of these people we get in, you've heard me tease Wynn Holden and Robert Steve from Arizona Highways. They don't have jobs. I mean, that isn't a job. Well, we've got someone else in here this morning who's, I'd like her job. I would really like this job. We have Sue Black, Executive Director of the Arizona State Parks and Trails System. Thanks a million for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me on. It's a good time to do it. So thank you. I got all three of you here too today. We're anxious to be here with you.
Yeah,
this will be fun.
Yes, we've had Sue on before, but unfortunately Jennifer and I were out actually on a road trip that time. We did listen to the entire program, and I looked at Jennifer and said, "We got to have Sue back." And
taking your daughter to college.
Dropping her off at college, and we were listening to you as we drove through Monument Valley and Moab, Utah.
Beautiful.
But how do you get your job? What do I have to do to start pining my way up the state parks ladder to when you retire, I can just step right in?
I say it's a long and winding road. faith and the thick skin. Actually, it's setting goals. When I was in college, I said, natural resource management, what have you, I said, what's the top job in the state? And they said, well, it would either be the head of the state parks or the head of the DNR. And I said, I want to be the state parks director. And then I worked in as a parks director in small towns and then the county and then larger.
Was all that in Arizona?
It was in Arizona and in Wisconsin. It was back and forth. I was the chief of operations for Arizona State Parks in the mid-90s. And then I went back to Wisconsin to be the state parks director there. And then when Governor Ducey offered me the position to come back to the agency I had known so well.
Got it.
Because chief of operations, you know the properties. You're out there a lot. The executive director is, you know, obviously a much different position. But there wasn't a learning curve with it. So a real honor to have this position.
Well, so the school you're talking about attending and trying to develop your career path, where was that? Was that Wisconsin or was that Arizona?
Yeah, I'm a Badger.
You're a Badger.
I'm a Badger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say one thing about Badgers. I've only been to one ball game.
Crazy.
In
Camp Randall.
Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Halloween weekend.
Oh, ouch.
And they take Halloween in Madison makes Mardi Gras in New Orleans look like child's play.
I have to concur.
Y'all take Halloween really serious in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was. There were some good years. So, but to be here and to be the executive director, you know, there's only 50 of these jobs in the country, right? And otherwise, you've got the head of the National Park Service and then the Secretary of Interior. So
you're not leaving us, right?
No. Okay. Well, anyways, but they're very, you know, again, it's a finite field, and when you go into it, you know that. So if you're a lawyer in a community, and it, you know, you leave a firm, you can go to another one, or a hospital and a doctor, or, you know, however that works out. But there's one parks director, so. You know that going in. And so when you have the reins, or when you're in charge of that agency, I think that's why I work so hard. And I think that's why, because you know you only have so many days to accomplish what needs to, what your vision is, or what the vision of the community is. So, and what we've been able to do here in 3 years, super proud of it, really proud.
Well,
so,
you should be. And that's the reason we brought you in. So that's the trail that got you into this position. And in the 3 years you've been here, y'all have taken the Arizona State Park System to the top of the mountain.
Yeah, isn't that
Congratulations.
Something?
Congratulations. Talk about you. Talk about y'all's recent
nice work
award.
Well, when the governor brought me in, that was the part of the conversation is, you know, do we have a similar vision of being the best in the country? Because I've always said if somebody just wants somebody to come in and maintain a system and that's good enough, I'm not your person, because we're just going to frustrate each other, right? So he was completely, of course he wants to be the best in the country. And so the phone call after we had just won the gold medal was, you did it. You said you were coming in to do it. So let me explain it a little bit. So between the 50 states, there's our state association, or our national association, that it's a rigorous criteria that you have to apply for it. And it takes about 9 months for all the judges and everything to happen. And so we did it. I knew we couldn't do it the first 2 years because we weren't there yet. You know, we had to institute all these changes and really turn the ship around, if you will. But I knew that it was going to be in September of 2017 that was the goal date to win it. So we were in New Orleans, and you're in front of, 10,000 people or something like that. And they say, and in the state parks category, you know, the finalists are, and we were up against Wyoming, Washington, and Tennessee. I can't tell you what that feeling is like. And then, and they say, and the winner is, you know, Arizona State Parks and Trails. Yeah.
Yes.
You're like, it's surreal. You almost, the world just kind of slows down for a second, you know, and you're like, we did it. And I emphasize we, because it took everybody. It took all of the friends groups, all of the visitors, all of the staff, all of the partners. This was the governor's office, the Department of Administration, the state legislature, you know, all of the other agencies that helped us out. So everybody should take pride in this award for the state of Arizona.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Because I tell you, I think it's hard to beat Arizona for all its variety of outdoor exposure that you can have.
It's a really different system to run, just given the vegetation elevation, you know, all of it. That's what makes it exciting as well. But one of the things that the judge is, it's really not about like that you have the shiniest park system and everything's perfect. It's the management of it and what have you done lately. Like what, when they look at where it was a couple of years ago, I think it's 3 years, and what where it is now, that's where you see the benchmark and the changes. So that's what's pretty cool.
And I'd like to just take a couple of minutes and expound on that, because what you took over was a struggling system. And I don't want to get into the politics in it, but the Arizona State Legislature and the park system kind of had a standoff, and, you know, funding was pulled, and y'all were kind of left out on your own. And right or wrong, I don't want to get into all that. But the fact of the matter is, when the governor called you to the position, you're in a rebuilding scenario.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the economy had started to come back, obviously, you know, because there was, you know, 8 and 9 and I came in. But at the end of the day, we really had to look at this as an enterprise model and as a truly running it like a business. And as the governor says, he wants to run things at the speed of business, as the private sector does. Well, that's right up my alley, because sometimes bureaucracy can drive you crazy, right? But what we did is we get no general fund. So I think a lot of people think that, you know, we're on the tax levy, and we're actually not. Our revenues were about the 13 million mark, and last year we almost hit 18 million.
In 3 years.
Yeah.
You're up almost 50%.
Whatever the math of that
it's
is.
It's about 40-some percent.
Yeah. Well, and the interesting thing is that each park property, they're actually getting those numbers back, and they're tracking their visitation, their revenues, their occupancy rate. So really taking each park manager and looking at them as kind of a franchise model, that they actually get that data so that they can run their business, if you will. And then my job, I don't think that I'm at the top of the pyramid telling everybody. I hate it when they use the, you know, people at the bottom. It's not like that. I look at my frontline people, that they're the ones that are out there working every day with the customers. I'm way back here just trying to get them what they need to do to make the experience for the visitor that much better. So, and it's a mutual respect thing, that those jobs that the park managers that they have out in the field, they're, I mean, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you know, when you've got camping parks and the rest of it. So I can't say enough about our staff and what they've been doing out in the field to create that experience for the visitor. And the international visitor, you know, that's one thing that Arizona has, is such a draw, you know, worldwide, that everybody wants to come here. So it's a really special park system, and I'm so proud and honored to be the one that can manage it at this point.
Awesome. We're here with Sue Black, Executive Director of the Arizona State Parks and Trails System, because Arizona just won a national award as being the best-run state park system in the entire nation.